This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. It would like, it being the program, would like to tell you we'd like to have better things to talk about. However, there are things that are, there's an itch and you got to scratch it. You know what I mean? Jay Kirshner is here. A little scratch of the itch. And the itch is caused by things like inflation caused by things like the price of gasoline. So how many places around the country have $5 gasoline or more? What do you find looking around, Jay?
Nine.
Yes, nine states.
That
okay.
have passed $5. You've got California, Hawaii, Nevada, Oregon, Illinois, Washington, Alaska, Arizona, Michigan. Oh, and there's also Washington, D.C. You can throw them in there, too, with the $5, the over $5 mark. There are states that are very quickly approaching the $5 mark with gas averages of like $4.90. That's Indiana, Massachusetts, Maine, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont. And then people with the lowest gas averages paying about, what is it, $3.04 a gallon on average this time a year ago. It's astounding. And Doug, you had mentioned this, but let's go ahead and if you are at the gas pump, you find yourself at the gas pump today, take a picture of what you are seeing, the prices, and let us know what state you are in so that we can really compare. And I guess there's really no prize if you are the person posting a photo with the highest, because that's a big bummer.
The prize is sorry if about you live that, in Georgia, that's your prize. Right.
Yeah, that's not even bragging rights. But if you have the lowest gas, then that should be the prize because, hey, you have the lowest gas prices in your state.
Now, do we, as we talk about this, all the good options, bad options, things that people are doing to save money, is it really having a psychological effect? I guess it depends on where you are. A friend of mine, excuse me, in the real estate business, and he sells a lot of the better homes in the neighborhood where I live in this part of town. And he has seen, he put a house on the market on Friday for $1.1 million. He got three offers, one for $1.2 million, one for $1.3 million, and one for $1.4 million. Nobody even offered the asking price. Every single offer was over the asking price, and the house is appraised or assessed at about $1.3 million, close to it anyway. So people look that up. It doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting to check that out. They go to the bank beforehand, or an amazing number of people are paying cash. Like you, Jay, you're moving. You sold the house that you were in.
Oh, and yeah, we're not paying cash. We're still relying on.
No, I understand that, but you have enough for a down payment to get you in. A lot of times, people will agree to buy these places. They don't know where the money
is. Well, yeah, you have that contingency. I think that most people who are trying to buy a home and sell a home, they're doing it at the same time. We could not afford to buy a house before we sold the house. However, the way the market is, that takes us out of the game because most people are coming in that are moving from out of state who have already sold their homes, or you have the business companies who are buying up houses, all cash offers, above asking price, and turning them into rentals, especially in Nashville, where it's like the bachelorette capital of the world. Sorry, Vegas. We've taken over, apparently.
A lot of dinks live there, too, I'm betting, right?
they come to town on occasion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, there you go. What are you faced with? It's not the price of gas. We can talk about leadership. I don't know. Maybe that gets to be an old story, much as anything else. Whatever it is, there's a disconnect between the reality of where we are, how we're living our lives, and the impact of leadership. And there ought not to be a disconnect. Unless you can live on your own, But you can't really now. The influence is social media, news media. Everything's gotten so much more connected, shall we say. Mm-hmm. Easier to travel. All of these things add up. The familiarity, which sometimes breeds contempt. We know too much about a lot of stuff. And I think education is the mainstay, frankly. It's the best thing. You're knowing what's going on is the important thing for you. Not everybody agrees, but I think that. But knowing what's going on in our neighborhood, in our state, in our country, around the world, is important for us to have a perspective when it comes to thinking about how to fix the problems. And it's almost to the point, you think about this, and I think about my two grandsons. What are we giving to them? What are they going to have? There's got to be someplace better, but we move to someplace better, and then everybody's like going to Austin and San Antonio from California. Okay, that was a great place to go, but now both places are overcrowded, and you see that happening also in Salt Lake. You see it happening in Las Vegas. You see it happening in Albuquerque.
And the traffic
Phoenix
infrastructures aren't set for that kind of growth.
No, yeah, right, exactly. They can't keep up with what's going on. So, and we get too many. I'm for dinks, as a matter of fact. I think we should have more dinks around. If you didn't hear me talking about that, the dual income, no kids. That's what dink stands for.
Yes, it's not a derogatory term or anything like that. No. It is an actual word.
Did that word get used when you were a kid, though? Were kids in school dinks because they didn't?
No. No, I there was something similar that when you first said it, I was thinking of, and I was kind of like, that sounds like a schoolyard phrase that bullies would like hurl at each other in the sandbox or something.
Yeah, right.
But dinks, I know plenty of dinks. They're awesome people, and they're super well-rested, and they have minimal wrinkles because they're well-rested and well-hydrated.
No children. Well, I think we have to have children, though, to move ourselves along, frankly. And
well,
so,
then you have people who are, what is it, antinatalism, antinatalists. I might be pronouncing that wrong, probably, because I do that a lot. But it's people who aren't having kids because they think it's morally wrong to procreate because there's already too many people in the world. Or
there's something to be said
that
for
suffering.
That. Something to be said for that, the suffering part of it. The average Indian family is 8 children. I'm just talking about Indians. I'm talking about Indians from India. I don't have to clarify that anymore, right? We don't call Indians anymore in America. We call them Native Americans. So the Indians are repopulating the planet. The average family has 8 children. How damned irresponsible is that? And whether there's education being involved. You know, it used to be the good Catholic family had 6-7 children. You know, that certainly happened in my lifetime. And not anymore. But that was, you were considered a good Catholic if you had lots of children. And so, and the same thing is true with Hasidic Jews. They pump them out. Man, the average Hasidic Jew has 7-8 kids. Keep pumping them out. And it's just the total, maybe it sounds arrogant, but the total disrespect for reality. And then, you know, the other side of it is people argue, well, if we don't have Americans being born here to do the work, that's why you have all these immigrants coming in and finding work, because we don't have any Americans to do the work because there aren't any children coming along. There's an argument to that, to a point. I don't know. It just seems
also
to be.
There, a lot of immigrants are running away from some horrific conditions. We are still the home of the brave and the land of the free, and there are a lot of people that want to be a part
That's
of it
great.
And willing to come to the land, to our land.
Let them come
work
here
legally. All
legally,
work. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let them come legally. Okay, in a moment we're going to figure out what the latest thing is from Russia and Ukraine. We'll have that update after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
This portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is heard on about 312 stations around the country and Armed Forces Radio. How do you do to the folks who are listening on Armed Forces Radio around the world? This is the reincarnation of a 33-year-old program, if you will. It's old is new again. Jay Kirshner with me, Doug. And the focus on Russia and the Ukrainians, those no-good SOB Russians, have now captured the warehouses, or if you will, the grain bins for most of Ukrainian grain. So they've basically stolen the grain, and now they are selling. The Russians are selling the grain on the open market. I don't know whether we don't.
Of course they are.
Yeah, I don't know how much we have. I'm thinking what I remember about being in Ukraine, being in Kiev, is that it's a beautiful countryside, affected in part by Chernobyl. The land is very, very rich soil, 40, 45 miles in every direction. There's a circle, if you will. Put Chernobyl in the middle and do a 45-mile circle around it, and the land is beautiful but can't use it because it still is affected by the Chernobyl blast, the nuclear power plant blast of, 25, 30 years ago. It was 1996 or 7, I think, somewhere in there. So they have beautiful, lush soil all over that country. It's a great farming country. That's where some of the best immigrant farmers come from, Ukraine. Anyway, so the Russians have stolen the Ukrainian grain. Say it again, Doug. Ukrainian grain. And now the Ukrainians don't have enough food, so now we're going to have to supply them with food because they're not able to make up for the few food shortages coming from them not having enough grain. And anyway, there's a bunch of other stuff going on. The Russian government has tried to get mercenaries to go in to Ukraine, but instead, whether you knew this or not, there's an army of Russian mercenaries. They're not really employees of the government. It's like the Black, what is the name of that group? Blackfriar or Blacklist, Blackwater or something. You know, it's a bunch of ex-military that do contract work for a lot of money. So there's the same kind of a group in Russia.
Like hitmen in a way.
Right, yeah, in a manner of speaking, I suppose, guards. So they've gone to Sudan. They've been hired by the Sudanese government to crush a movement to become democratic. So their mercenaries are going, instead of Ukraine, they're going to the Sudan to crush a democracy movement. That is an interesting development with their troops. Now, 21 after the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay and I have now many items from the trending department. People and their comments to us, lots of folks sending in their thoughts, which is the idea here, through our social media. How's the new social media? How's it listed for Facebook and Instagram and Twitter? It's at Good Day on Air, right?
Well, Twitter is Good Day on Air, and then Facebook and Instagram, Good Day Radio Show.
At Good Day Radio Show. Okay. So Greg Donahoe sent us a note referring to last week's Talk Radio Countdown show and the fact that there wasn't a mention of Top Gun, the sequel, Maverick Top Gun, that has done so well, fabulously well. It's sort of a breath of fresh air. It's nice to see a movie. We've talked about this a number of times with Chuck Corey, our movie fellow. And I think, Greg, you're right. This is something, and we should be more, when it comes to trending, focused on good stuff as well as bad stuff. I've not seen the movie. I went to see Downton Abbey last week, and I love that because I just love that franchise. But I'm always in for Tom. I'm always up for a Tom Cruise movie. Always.
Well, but
always.
Also the fact that he's one of the big last action stars. He does all of his own stunts. This movie is huge in a way that the summer blockbuster is back, and that's kind of telling. And this movie has broken so many different records that I was a little shocked that that Tom Cruise nor the film itself, it wasn't on the list. It wasn't on the charts.
Yeah.
We're going to have to make our own addendum to the charts.
Right. Okay. We'll do that.
We'll fix it.
Help yourself. Here's a nice story about a woman whose family fled to Britain to escape a war many years ago. So now she's giving up her home to the Ukrainians. That's a nice story. People in the news. Nitsa Michael, I think, is her name. She's not taking guests at the Seaward Hotel. This is a busy time of year for people.
Oh, yeah. This is her biggest money-making time of the season. Like, this is her season. And completely closed. It's to tourists. She She went to Britain from during the Turkey invasion.
Yeah.
And she is 84. Her daughter pretty much runs the hotel. And she still shows up, though, every day because she wants to meet all of the Ukrainian refugees. She wants to hear their stories, and she wants them to know that they're cared for. They are safe there. And, you know, most hotels, people eat on their own. But here it's like become this one big family, one big household where everybody is eating together. She has enough space for 70 refugees. Right now there are about 22 Ukrainians so far. So she's still welcoming more in.
That's not a bad deal. I'm just looking at, I was looking for some of the names in the news. Harini Logan, eighth grader from Texas, the Scripps National Spelling Bee. I think there was a brother and sister. I saw a little of that. There were two kids from one family. And when you look, this tells you something. I thought this last three or four years, actually. And I say this knowing somebody's going to throw a rotten tomato at the radio. But there are very few traditionally American names that are winning these contests now. Have you noticed that? The LeVar Burton hosted this. The winner... somebody whose name I'm not even sure I can pronounce. Is it Vikram Raj? Go ahead.
The winner, Harini Logan?
Yeah, this was
the first ever lightning round because they both missed different words and they had to straight up go to the lightning round to see how many words they could spell in a number of time. It was astounding. 90 seconds, 22 words.
Pretty amazing. 28 passed.
I tend to second guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Iron.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I can report as returning officer that 359 ballots were cast. No spoiled ballots. I can announce that the Parliamentary Party does have confidence. Yes.
United Kingdom's Prime Minister Boris Johnson defeated a no-confidence vote by members of his party. The wave of recent criticism was not enough to take down England's leader. The final tally was 211 votes to 148 votes in a secret ballot on Monday. The United States warned North Korea of a strong punishment if it conducts a nuclear test. As Washington has evidence, Pyongyang could soon set off its first atomic explosion since 2017. Quote, there would be a swift and forceful response to such a test, end quote. And said by Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman in Seoul, South Korea, in a Tuesday meeting with her South Korean counterpart. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The decision by the mostly partisan and politically motivated House panel investigating January 6 will be going to live TV to push their agenda Thursday. To make sure the message gets out, they've hired Hollywood producer James Goldstein to run its primetime hearing. Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax Monday said the made-for-TV show has nothing to do with justice or the Constitution, but everything with exercising its partisan advantage.
I think the panel itself violates the rules of Congress, which require kind of bipartisan, proportional balance between the members. And here you have all Democrats plus, I think, two anti-Trump Republicans. You're not going to get a kind of both sides of the issue presented. And I do think hiring and bringing on a media person really proves what the purpose of this thing is. It has nothing to do with law or justice or the Constitution. It has everything to do with partisan advantage.
A recount is being requested in one Texas election.
Texas Democrat Jessica Cisneros says she will request a recount in her primary runoff against incumbent Congressman Henry Cuellar. Less than 200 votes separates the contenders. Cisneros is a progressive activist who knocked Cuellar for his more conservative views. Cuellar has received the support of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, among others. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug, and then there's Jay Kirshner along discussing the issues of the day, the events, the people, the news, and then why does it matter? What is it? What's the why? What's the big deal? Right? And we got lots of comments from people about that. The president's trip to Saudi Arabia probably isn't going to reduce gasoline prices. So with their admission of that, go back to the same question. This is the number one question. Maybe people don't see it. Maybe they think that we need to have a discussion about gun control. I'm not sorry. I don't feel there's need to discuss it because we've discussed it until we're tired of discussing it. There's nothing that if something's going to happen, if somebody comes and steps up to the plate, another example of the lack of leadership that we have and the reign of politics, the demise. You look back at some of the more interesting empires, if you want to use that term, countries that have led the countries became too big for their britches, and there was a shortage of good leadership. And I think in some respects we've become too big for our britches. We, starting with actually the Korean War, getting involved in that in the 50s, getting involved in Vietnam in the 60s, getting involved in Afghanistan and Iraq, all of those things were signs of sort of a sickness that overcomes these, you know, countries that, and I want us, I love America. I love being, it's so much fun to be able to go where you want to go, do what you want to do. But then you see these street brawls in Philadelphia and elsewhere, and the mass shootings here all over the place. Tennessee, Virginia, Arizona, South Carolina, the list goes on and on and on and on.
It's like the same story, different body count, different location.
That's it. So what's the point of talking about it? At least in a discussion of gasoline prices or what to do, it seems obvious. First of all, the Saudis, to go back to that, to the fact that Biden's over there pleading, please, please, won't you do something to help us with it? What are you talking about? You've got with the resources in America to do what's necessary, but you're so blinded by the environmentalists. I saw a study over the weekend of the planet going back 4 million years. NASA, you can look this up. Matter of fact, I'm sure Jay will run right to. She always does. So look up the NASA study of the planet. And the NOAA people, what is the, I never can remember what that means. It's the bunch in that National Oceanographic and something association. Anyway, the study.
Very good, almost. Atmospheric Administration, but National Oceanic.
That's it. Right, okay. So they have done a study of the planet and whether it's good for the interests of some and not good for the interests of others, who cares? The fact is that the planet was in the same shape it's in right now 4 million years ago. That is, the atmospheric gases were the same. The atmospheric temperatures were the same. The atmospheric everything about where we are right now is replicated going back 4 million years. So for those people, I'm all for saving the environment. I'm all for conserving land and not wasting. You know, there's nothing worse than seeing the impact of all this plastic and packaging and stuff everywhere. It's insanity. But if we are going to really, if there's credibility, this is a study. Did you find the study, Jay?
I probably should have. No, I'm still looking for it.
Anyway, basically, what the bottom line is that our planet is the very same today as it was 4 million years ago in terms of temperature, atmospheric conditions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, is there a point to those people who would have us believe that solar power is the cat's meow or wind power is? Look at what they just did over the weekend in California. The governor there, who's a lunatic, is said they've passed, he initiated and then the legislative process pushed it through, as I understand it, and he signed a bill which forbids the construction of a new home that uses natural gas for heat and power. No more. Nobody is going to be able to get a building permit in California to use natural gas. You either have to use solar power, or somehow this is a force, so what else, electric? So if you use electric and then you expect that that's going to help the grid, you're out of your mind. Between that ruling, between the push for electric cars, the fact that California, when it's hot, doesn't have enough electricity to go around anyway, and what do you got? You got another reason to move out of California. That's what basically it's like, okay, we'll push everybody out of here.
Yeah.
And that's
then it's going to be more regular rolling, what are they, blackouts, rolling brownouts?
Rolling blackouts. Yeah. Right. Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant. How come these people, and there are lots of people that think, you know, this guy is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Let's run Newsom for president. Yeah. He'll fix everything. He's a destroyer. Remember how George Bush used to say he was the decider? Maybe you don't remember that, but George Bush used to say, I'm the decider. So maybe we can label Newsom as the destroyer. Get Jennifer in here to talk about that. It's just the lack of leader. This is the same as Greg Abbott in Texas, he's a boob too, for different reasons. But, you know, go ahead.
No, but it also seems like what you were saying, how people are, there are people who are like, no, get Newsom into the office of president and all that. I kind of feel like nowadays nobody really wants certain people in. They just vote for them to keep the opposition out.
Oh.
And that's so sad.
Yeah. Yep. And then
let's start voting for people and stop voting against
people. Right. That's what happened in the Georgia primary, is Democrats re-registered as Republicans so that they could keep the Trump person out, supposedly. Yeah, that's the rumor, anyway. Whether that's true or not remains to be seen. At any rate, the San Antonio Express News had an interesting op-ed in it over the weekend. Quote, in a position to meaningfully change our broken political discourse around gun safety as mass shootings ravage our nation, Abbott has time and again opted to not only maintain but enhance a failed status quo. The column is called A Powerful Man Does Nothing. He's opposed to gun safety legislation. I don't really know what more regulation other than tightening up the rules for getting guns. I mean, I don't know what else, and maybe outlawing
AK-47s. But will that even do anything at this point?
But, yeah, right. I don't know. I bought Bill Maher over the weekend. I watch him with some regularity. He said that the police in Uvalde ought to have a hard time sleeping. I'm not sure the police as much as the leadership of the police. I don't necessarily blame them, although it seemed like they were afraid and they didn't have good judgment. But they usually, that's because the wrong hires are made and the wrong training is done. And that's, you know, so Monday morning quarterbacking, as it were. Yes. All right, Walt Disney, or the Disney Company, under fire. Why? We'll talk about that after this.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hi, 45 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I now focusing on a video that shows in the Disneyland Paris theme park a fellow proposing marriage. Man talking to his girlfriend, asked permission of somebody in the park before he got up on a platform in front of Cinderella's castle. You know, that's That's the mainstay of Disney. The logo for Disney everywhere is Cinderella's castle. So he drops to his knees. He holds out the ring. And then all of a sudden some guy runs into the scene. He grabs the ring. Tells the couple to get off the platform. and says they have to complete their ceremony someplace else.
Well, and it was just done so tactlessly. The couple asked somebody who, an employee there, who said that they could get up on this platform, and then the other employee who was like, no, didn't even go up to them and was like, hey, you guys can't be up here, snatched the ring, got off the platform themselves, and then motioned for the couple, like, you have to come down here.
Yeah.
It was just, it was awful. But, of course, the Disney spokesperson was like, no, we've apologized to the couple involved. We're offering to make it right. So, clearly, they were like, no, this wasn't cool. But there's this whole, like, I don't even think it's unofficial. I think it's official rules of Disney, where if you work at Disney World or Disneyland, it is always, everybody's a cast member. It doesn't matter what job you have, everybody is a cast member. Yeah. You always stay in character when you're on the grounds, and you always do your best to keep within reason or whatever the rules are, but have people have their best time. And if they are in an area where they're not supposed to be in, you tell them in a different way. You don't snatch the ring and run away to an area where they should be and then tell them to come get the ring in a way. But it's a proposal they'll never forget.
All right, so it's wedding season, right? June, the month of weddings. I don't know what made June the most popular month for weddings, but it is. So maybe if you know somebody, if you went to a wedding or you know somebody who just got engaged or something like that, maybe you should send us a picture. What do you think, Jay? There are a lot of amateur photographers around snapping stunning pictures because there's so much. I was out mowing hay last night, and some kid is watching me with a video. And I realized how unusual it is for children, youngsters, this guy looked like he was in his late teens, early 20s, how unusual it is for them to see a farmer in operation. Like there was somebody plowing a field, mowing hay in another field here, and they're all out taking pictures of it like
them
it was
city folk.
Yeah, right. Wow. So anyway, maybe this is maybe a chance for you to take a picture of something that's cute. And we can acknowledge people that are getting married in some way, shape, or form.
And summer is big wedding season. I know. And it seems like everybody gets married at the same time. Maybe it's just what the age is of all of your friends. But it does seem like every few years there are more than one weddings. There's another year. It's just like all of a sudden you're going to all these baby showers.
Yeah.
It's like everything.
Well, not if you're a dink.
Cycle.
Not going to baby shower if you're a dink.
This word brought to you by
Dink. Right. Right. Double income, no kids. Remember that means. All right. Another person in the news today is Kyle Rittenhouse. We remember him not so fondly. Killed a couple of people. Remember at the protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin a couple of years ago? He was found not guilty, supposedly. So he says, I'm going to school. I'm going to Texas A&M. I'm going to be admitted. I'm going there this summer and then I'm going there this fall. Okay. So good reporter. Calls of the school, the Dallas Morning News carrying a story today that he will not be going there.
Yeah, Texas A&M are like hard pass.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I don't know. I mean, is that fair? Given, let's just play the devil's advocate here for a moment. Think about it. Is that fair? He was found not guilty. Nobody believes
that. That's true, but what were his grades? Did he qualify to get into the school?
That's another good question, yes. All right, 10 before the hour here in the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tom Kreider remembers the old Doug Steffen Good Day program. You've been with me, right? Yeah.
See? Yes, sir.
Yep. That's where it all started. So what's old is new again, Tommy.
Yep.
And I don't know. The money pit has always been the money pit, right? It's never had another name. It's
No, we never had another name.
It's the money pit.
That's just the way it was syndicated, yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Tom Kreider is the co-host with Leslie Segretti of the fabulous Money Pit. Not only a home improvement radio program, but they have a great podcast. They have lots of things in the newsletter. First, we have people listening to the program, our listeners, who ask questions. For example, this lady's name is Lisa. She got a problem with, excuse me, molds. I may have a mole in my mouth here the way I'm talking. So she's got a problem with moles in the garden. I don't usually see moles in a garden. I see them in the lawn. So why would they? They don't usually go to freshly disturbed soil, do they? Is that something new?
I don't know, Doug, but I've had them in my garden for
the last
2 years. Yeah.
Ooh.
And it's definitely a challenge because, well, first of all, if you want to generally get rid of grubs in your lawn, usually put, moles, but, well, it, same answer.
Anything.
Basically, the moles are there to eat the grubs. So if you want to get rid of the moles, you got to get rid of the grubs.
Get rid of
the
grubs, right.
So you have to put products down to get rid of the grubs, but you don't want to put that in your garden because it could be harmful to foods.
But you're growing.
But what I do is I use nematodes. Have you ever done that?
Yes. Very interesting. Explain how those...
So nematodes are worms, and they're microscopic. I bought 10 million nematodes.
Yeah. You think, microbes. They are microbes.
Yeah.
They're microbes. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You think that's the size of a tractor trailer. No, it's actually the size of a sandwich bag, actually lightly dusted with these things. And you mix them with water. There's a sprayer that mixes them in, and you apply them to the garden. And they go after all of those insects like grubs. And if the grubs are gone, then the moles don't go there because there's nothing good for them to eat. They move on to somebody else's yard. Mm-hmm. So between grub control, in the lawn.
Your next door neighbor is going to be out there shaking his fist at you. What did you do? All your grubs came to my house.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, but they were pretty bad in my lawn last year, and we took care of that with grub control. GrubX, actually, I think is what I used. But in the garden, I used the nematodes. And so, actually, I just preventatively did that again about a week ago.
Yeah. Well, what it is that's an outshoot On the farm, the microbes that come from manure, especially cow manure, when you see a cow poop in a pasture, and there aren't a lot of people listening who probably have seen that, but take it from me. When you see a fresh cow poop, the next day, around that, going out as far as sometimes 3-4 feet, the grass has turned much greener. That's because as the cows go through their digestive process in their four stomachs, they create, enhance, if you will, the value of what's going on in their bodies by pushing out the microbes and helping them digest the food that they eat. So the microbes are part of the manure. As it drops to the ground, they fan out and they bring nitrogen into the soil, and thus they turn it nice and green. Now, I wonder how much of that is nematodes. I'm not sure that they bring nitrogen out. They might, though. I don't know. That's what I'm asking you.
I think I've told you just about all I know about them. Except that they work. But because of this morning, I now know more than I ever knew before about what happens with cow droppings.
There you go. See? All right, Les. There you go. Listen to Farmer Doug. Okay, next. A podcast that is about your deck. Man, I've had a deck that I've been wanting to put on the back part of the apartment on the barn. Yeah. I haven't gotten to it yet. We're going to dig it out. It's all built. I just haven't put it up yet. And we've done other decks around on the buildings with the various stuff. So what do you recommend to people who are trying to freshen up their deck?
Well, you know, we get a lot of questions about that, Doug, and usually they want to preserve the wood grain. And to that end, I say the best thing to do is to use a solid color stain on that deck. People want to use semi-transparent, but it just doesn't last. It doesn't have the pigment in it. But if you use solid color stain, you still see the grain of the wood. It's not like paint, but it will last. So that's really the best way if you already have a finish on it. If you don't, you can use a deck brightener, which is sort of an oxygenated bleach. You mix that up and literally mop the deck with that stuff, and it will brighten up the deck pretty quickly. It takes off the moss and the mildew and the dirt that's in there. Then you rinse it, and once it dries really well, at that point you can then apply the stain. And if you want an easy way to do that, you use a paint sprayer. Wagner's got a line of Control Pro sprayers out there.
Huh?
Because try to do that with a brush, man, you're going to need months of Sundays to get that done with a brush.
Tom Kreidler on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.